Dear young person, if you are reading this, then I can only assume you've lost someone very close to you. I want to start by saying I'm so sorry and will try my best to offer you some comfort and advice in this letter. I am writing this letter because I too lost someone when I was young. My dad, Steve, passed away when I was 5 years old. I remember feeling quite alone and thinking that nobody understood or knew how it felt. I wanted some advice and I wanted to hear from someone who had been through something similar. So I will try to share my experience with you and reassure you that you can grow around your grief and begin to enjoy life again. It may seem far away now, but just take it one step at a time. These things have no time limit on them. My first piece of advice to you would be to hold on to any of your loved one's possessions that you wish to keep and make a memory box. It's been 20 years since my dad died, and I'm so grateful to have little reminders of him that I can visit whenever I need to. I would also advise you to not be afraid of being selfish when it comes to dealing with grief. You need to do what you need to do to keep going, so make sure that you look after yourself and take time to grieve. Talk to someone whenever you're upset and don't feel bad for leaning on people. I never spoke about my dad much growing up, as I didn't want to make people feel uncomfortable. But now I feel guilty for not talking about such a special person in my life. So share your stories with others, especially as you grow older and meet new people, so that your special person is involved in every area of your life as you grow. It helps me to feel connected to my dad, and it feels like he's part of the things he's missing out on. I think one of the hardest parts of losing someone when you're young is that they miss out on so many life events. It can make those events feel just a little bit less special. But just know that you're not alone in that, and many of us share that heavy feeling. I often look at younger family members and realise how young I was when I lost my dad, and I think how sad it would be for a 5-year-old to lose a parent. And when I look back, I can't quite believe my mum, sister and I managed. People tell me that it must have been really hard, but it's difficult to imagine anything else, as it's all I've ever known. Sometimes I dare to think about having two parents, but normally don't get very far. I look at my life choices and wonder what my dad would think. I say things and wonder if he would find that funny. Would he agree with what I said? What would he say if he was here? So try not to worry too much about forgetting about them, as they usually aren't very far from your thoughts. I remember feeling very angry when I was growing up, wondering why this had happened to me when none of my friends had experienced loss. I would sometimes take it out on those around me. And looking back now, I wish I was kinder to my mum, as I've grown to appreciate what a difficult situation she was in now that I'm older. So if you ever feel angry or resentful to those around you, I'm sure that they're doing their best. Never underestimate the impact that grieving with others who also loved your special person can have, and makes you feel less alone. I want to end on a more positive note. I miss my dad every single day, and I wish my circumstances were different. But I have a wonderful life. There are so many things that this experience has taught me, and ways in which it's made me a better person. It has made me more resilient and more caring. It has made me appreciate the smaller things in life and made me so grateful for the family I do have. As you grow, you begin to meet more people, achieve more things, and become so much more than your grief, whilst never forgetting how your loved one has shaped you as a person and knowing they'll always have such an impact on your life. So take your time, talk to those around you, and never apologise for how you're feeling. All the best. Holly.